Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 19th. Happy Saturday! Hope you're having a wonderful day. Remember, we are praying for the nations today. And in that regard, at the end of the podcast, we'll pray for the country of Madagascar. In the scriptures today, we're in Daniel chapter 12, which is a passage of scripture that talks about the end times. Daniel saw a vision, and it is very confusing, honestly. He doesn't understand it fully. We cannot understand it fully, and we don't know when all of it is to be fulfilled. So some of it, we believe, has already been fulfilled. It talks about the abomination that causes desolation. We believe that that's probably when the altar of Zeus was set up in the temple. This was when Antiochus IV Epiphanes sacrificed a pig in the temple. But it could be that that was an abomination and there are other ones to come. Remember when I mentioned prophetic telescoping, how sometimes events and a vision may seem back to back, but in reality, they're years and years apart. But the positive of this passage that I want us to land on is this idea of resurrection, that we will be raised to be with Christ. And the Old Testament saints like Daniel will be there right with us. So with that, we'll read Daniel chapter 12 in the NIV. The title in my Bible says, The End Times. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, How long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled? The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand toward heaven, and I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, It will be for a time, times, and half a time. When the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed. I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? He replied, Go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled and sealed up until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest. And then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What do we do with a passage like this? Well, we find encouragement that God has His angels watching guard over His people. Look at verse 1. Now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. I don't know all the details, but it comforts me to know that God is making preparations for his people. Then in verse 10, we have sort of a message of encouragement, but also of the harsh reality of suffering. It says, many will be purged, purified, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly. In my study Bible, it says this, trials and persecutions make very little sense to us when we experience them, but they can purify us if we are willing to learn from them. After you survive a difficult time, seek to learn from it so that it can help you in the future. Finally, in verse 13, the promise of resurrection is reaffirmed to Daniel. He would one day see the fulfillment of his words, these visions that he's having. Now, John in the Revelation kind of parses out some of these visions, I think, even more. But even when we read Revelation, we don't know, is this metaphorical or is this like literal? What John is seeing is just, he can't express it with human words. He's doing the best he can. And I think that's what's going on here with Daniel as well. In the end, we remember what Dr. Dortch taught us and many others have said. In the end, Christ wins. The people of God are protected. They will be raised to newness of life. As we pray today, we want to be praying for the people of Madagascar. I read on operationworld.org that in this country, old beliefs still prevail in many ways, meaning the veneration of ancestral spirits and witchcraft, which is widespread among those who claim to be Christian. A Christian veneer often prevails, but many have little understanding of the biblical message of salvation. Many churches appear to be spiritually dead and in numerical decline, particularly in mainline denominations. So we're praying today for revival as well as biblical teaching and leadership and a reawakening and renewal of the people of Madagascar. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity we have to read it together, to listen to it, to open our Bibles, to study it, to contemplate what it is that you're telling us. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to reveal more and more to us. But most of all, today, we just thank you that you have not left us without a Savior. And that at the end of time, we will be raised. We'll be raised to be with you forever. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. We ask, Lord, for the people of Madagascar. Lord, please do a stirring in their hearts. Please send out workers into the harvest. Remind them of who you are. Please correct them in areas where they have gone astray. And ultimately, would you bless them, Lord, with an abundance of your Spirit? We pray all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.